AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Tourists and everyday citizens have been gunned down in Sweden, Tunisia, and Arizona. Swedish police say several people have been shot inside a restaurant and that several of them, two at least, have died.
At this point, there are very few details about what happened, but what we do know is that there was a shooting inside a restaurant in Gothenburg, which is Sweden's second largest city. Shooting happened sometime before midnight.
AP correspondent Carl Ritter reports police say an automatic weapon is believed to have been used in the shooting. Assault-style weapons were used in Tunis to kill at least 19 people, most of them foreign tourists. More from AP correspondent Elaine Gamley.
There was a spectacular terror attack at Tunisia's largest museum, visited by many tourists. They were crouching in fear inside the museum, as were lawmakers in the nearby National Assembly, the parliament.
Two of the terrorists were killed. A manhunt is underway for others who may have escaped. A suspect has been arrested in a shooting rampage in the Phoenix suburb of Mesa. AP correspondent Brian Skoloff reports it began early today.
The suspect began his shooting at a motel where three people were shot. Authorities believe he knew those people. Some argument ensued that led to that shooting. The suspect then went to a nearby restaurant, carjacked a Honda Accord, shot another person there, and went to two other apartment complexes where he shot two more people. So in total, this gunman shot six people. One person was killed.
Six middle school children and a driver were trapped aboard a school bus for more than an hour this afternoon after the bus crashed into a power pole along a rural Northern California roadway. And a U.S. Navy SEAL was killed today when his parachute malfunctioned during training in Southern California. This is AP Radio News. A high-profile couple is calling it quits.
This man won't be Paula Patton's mate come next month. The actress has been granted a divorce from Blurred Lines singer Robin Thicke. The split goes into effect April 14th. They were childhood sweethearts and had a four-year-old son together, but the relationship soured and Patton filed for divorce last year. That got Thicke's attention. He tried to woo her back with the album Paula, followed by a series of Baby I'm Begging interviews to support it. Both efforts flopped. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Police in northern Colorado have arrested a 34-year-old woman accused of stabbing a pregnant woman in the stomach and removing her baby. The baby didn't survive. Police didn't say what charges the suspect might face, but they are getting a search warrant for the suspect's home this evening in the town of Longmont, Colorado. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.